You loved before you'd arrived, and every day that love just multiplies. Daddy made your bed and your lullaby, and Mama made the mobile in the sky. Loving you is easy, but life will not always be. Fall into the world of your song. Whatever you feel can never be wrong. Apart from the way I sung the word feel there, which sounded like someone had stepped on my toe. The Sandman. A genie who makes children sleepy by sprinkling sand into their eyes. Terrifying, isn't it? And as this podcast draws to a close and says goodnight, with only 8 more episodes left, you can't help looking back. And it was episode 2 I was talking about smoke getting into the eyes of bees and stopping them fucking until their dicks explode, which is what they do. And that's the thing, it's time to go back to the start. Which I often do with my kids in my mind. And I remember their first few years, trying to get them to sleep. Trying to get those annoying, screaming little fuckers to sleep. Particularly my son, he was like a bee. Always in your face. Always trying to get a bit of your drink. Fucking annoying as a baby. And so to get him to sleep, I'd go up to him in his cot. You know what I'd do? I'd put just a little bit of sand in his eyes. No, I didn't do that. I'd stroke just between his eyes. And that would eventually, after, I don't know, 2 hours or something, send him to sleep. And I have to do that every night. And some nights it wouldn't work because he'd got used to me being there. As he'd fall asleep, he'd want me there all the time. Otherwise he wouldn't stay asleep. So sometimes I'd have to stroke his eyes and then I'd have to sit there until like 1 a.m. or whatever in the doorway. So he could see me and just fall deeply asleep. 1, 2 a.m, he'd finally get to sleep properly. And then, at 5:30 a.m, he'd be crying, because he'd be fucking awake. And he'd want to go downstairs and do what he did every single morning and watch Elmo in Grouchland. So I'd prop him up in a little rubber chair or whatever, and then I'd try to get to sleep next to him on the sofa. And by literally like the 15th month of this routine, 6 a.m. starts, Elmo in Grouchland. It was like I was a bee with smoke in my eyes. Being instantly calmed. Knowing what was important in life. For the bees, they think there's a fire. So they eat as much honey as possible. And for us, well, we are just like the bees. We know the end is coming. So what do we need? We need love. We need our family around us. And we need as much hope as we can feel between our eyes. My son will understand this one day. As he strokes me between the eyes to get me to sleep and dream. Hanging out with the Sandman, you look so sweet, my child. Hanging out with the Sandman, I know there's rain outside, you'll be warm and dry. Thunder and the lightning won't hurt you now. So go to sleep, my love. Hanging out with the Sandman. Lots of love.